My name is Daryl Eklund. I'm the sales manager for Paramond Cork. I've been in Cork for 20 years. I'm a Davis-trained winemaker for 24 vintages of experience on that side of it. TCA stands for trichloranisil, and it is a product that also is responsible for the term corkiness in wine, or wine is corked, is what they call it. It's not the cork. The cork is an innocent victim here. It has been contaminated by a microbe who makes the microbe a certain series of yeasts and molds will make TCA. And the reason that they do that is it eliminates chlorine from their environment so that they can degrade wood and live off of it. And so in taking that chlorine and methylizing it into trichloranisil, it becomes extremely volatile aroma that comes off at very low temperatures and in the environment and gets into wine. To the average individual, I mean, a lot of people have different memories of it. I had one boss who called it as, you know, Boy Scout newspaper drive, you know, and like anything else with wine, you have aromas associated with memories. And so for some people, it'll be musty basement or compost heap or something like that. None of them are good. But, you know, it is that really, really musty cardboard aroma that you'll find. And the worst part about TCA is that if it is at a low level where it's not distinct, there's distinct TCA where you smell, oh, that's that. At lower levels, it can just suppress the fruit of a wine, but you won't smell the chemical itself. And that's probably one of the more damaging effects of it, because people just say, I don't like that wine. They won't say it's corked because I don't like that wine. So TCA, trichloranisil, and there's a number of other related chemicals that are not as damaging, but are in the same class that can be produced by these same yeasts and molds and still affect and affect the wine. But TCA to me is the number one target of all the research and development that's gone into the cork industry.